Hey, what's up, guys? Malcolm Stewart. You're listening to an MX Vice post-race podcast presented by Seven.
Tommy Sell, GP of Lombardia. Obviously, this one was kind of set as a point you'd return. You've kind of returned to MXGP because we haven't seen you all year, but you're not racing, so I guess you're pretty gutted.
Yes, I'm fortunate as this was the one I was going to come back to and make my return at. Obviously, I've been out injured all year. It's been a terrible year for me. I done my knee to start with in training, and then I was going to race at Hawkstone Park and then Ireland and then here, but 2 days before, I just was practicing at a track in York and clipped a little post. Well, not a post, like a little fence. I just got offline, but it's quite a one-line track, or it was just a one-line track, and I stood the bike up in the corner and the berm was sort of up against the fence, and I just caught my hand on the fence, and somehow it was so slow where I was going because I'd already almost come to a standstill because I knew I was going to miss the corner, but somehow something got twisted and broke my hand, so that's put me back. Yeah, which is a shame as I felt really good and I'd actually been on the bike for quite a few weeks before that. I think I'd had 6 weeks riding, so I was ready to return. So just a shame that now I've been set back again, but yeah, I'm here watching and yeah, it's nice to actually be around in the pits and just yeah be around it again, and yeah, makes me miss it more, but know that I want to be back here and racing again very soon.
Is this little extra bit of time you're having off helping any more? Like, was that 100% before the hand injury?
No, this isn't helping at all now, really. It was 100%. I waited and done it properly, as I know in the past that, yeah, it's not the way to go to try and rush anything in this sport, especially with how, yeah, track like today, how tough it is out there. It's ridiculous. You can't ride around a track like that with an injury. And yeah, so I knew I needed to be ready. So I'd done everything I needed to do with my knee, and yeah, I was ready. So it's no real benefit. Yeah, I'll keep building it up and keep training and doing what I can physically to stay fit. But yeah, I was ready to come back before.
Do you kind of regret taking your time and like waiting for events like Hawkstone and all of that now? Obviously, if you'd come back and got a few GPs in, that would have been nice. Yeah. But you didn't know this was going to happen, so.
No, you never know what's going to happen, and I did want to come back a little bit earlier, but it was important that with the team we got the bike where we needed to be, and that was yeah, we was trying to do that as well. So we just wasn't really ready to come back. I would have liked to have maybe come back in Germany or France. I felt that I was ready physically on the bike and was going fast enough to return, but a few things didn't line up, and with how it is out there, everything needs to be ready, not just rush back with a bike or anything like that. So yeah, as a team we decided to wait and make a good return here at a race that's yeah, it's European rather than flying to Russia and doing my return there with stuff that's not ready. So everything would have been ready to return here. It just didn't happen. So yeah, I am a bit gutted that I didn't try race the earlier ones, but you can't yeah, it is what it is, and I've just got to stay positive and get myself ready to come back again.
Obviously, your first knee injury was in December, so were you already behind with like testing the race bike and stuff like that? Are you kind of where you need to be now, or do you still have stuff to work through before you come back from the hand?
No, we worked quite a lot with stuff. A guy in Holland, Rilla, he was helping me a lot with the engines, and he's been really good. I haven't tried like the full one, but we was very close, and then we made one little change that I was going to race and practice with the following day to when I done my hand. So everything is ready to go. Suspension rise with Moose and KYB, and now with Kawasaki, everything is it is ready. Maybe when I get to a GP, it's always the case of, all right, the track's a little bit different. It felt good practicing, but it doesn't quite feel right. But that's only something I'm going to know when I get back on the track. But yeah, the bike is ready, and it's just me now. I need to get myself in a position and work hard these next 2 weeks to get the all clear and yeah, use it to get. Just go in the gym and yeah, have a hard couple of weeks getting myself in shape, because watching out there today, especially if you're not in shape, you just have no chance. It's so, yeah, it's unbelievably tough. You see, I think every single rider out there, and that's just first motor. So yeah, it's such a hard sport, and mentally and physically you need to be ready if you want to race something like that.
I guess if you are ready, you'll come back and lock it, but if not, Switzerland. I guess you don't really want to jump back in at Lommel.
I will come back at Lommel if that's where I'm at, and I have to come back. You always have to start somewhere, and actually, you know, I don't go too bad at Lommel. If I go out there and do a few weeks before, and yeah, you've got to come back at some time. It's never going to be an easy, and if it if it has to be Lommel, then it has to be Lommel. You know, it's no... Yeah, if I come back and I struggle, and then I move on to Switzerland, which is a good track for me, so I definitely want to be 100% for that. And if I have a couple of races under my belt before that one, then that's only going to help. But I will come back as soon as I can, and as soon as I feel ready, I'll be out there.
Obviously, it's a contract year as well, so I guess you'll kind of want to rush back from that. Are you having talks? Can you even talk at this point? Obviously, you haven't had results this year, so...
No, it's difficult for me. I'm in a difficult position. As I have had no results, I haven't even lined up on a gate this year, so I'm very forgotten about, you know, as such. But I feel like, you know, if I didn't feel I could race up front with the best of them, I wouldn't even bother, you know, trying to race at GPs. I'm not the sort of person that wants to race for the sake of racing. I want to do well and enjoy it, but if I'm not doing well, I'm not gonna enjoy it. So I come out, that's sort of reason, one of the reasons why I came here, just to show my face, to let people know what's happening, and just be around my team as well, because they've been very supportive with Steve, and both Steve Dixon and Steve Guttridge have supported me through the injury, you know, and they've been good for me, giving me time and what I need to come back. So but yeah, I haven't got a deal for next year, so it is important for me to come back and do well. But at the same time, if you rush back, it never goes well either. I've never known someone rush back unless you're fighting for a championship and you've got to get those points. But I'm not in that position, so it may do me even more. I might be better sat at home not racing at all than trying to race back and racing round at the back because I'm injured. So it's just one of those situations that it's not good to be in, but it's life and it happens, and I just need to keep staying positive. You know, life's good otherwise. It can always be a lot worse than the position I'm in. You know, I've got a broken hand. In 4 weeks, if the hand's going to be fixed, and life goes on, so I've just got to do what I can, make the best of a bad situation, and put myself out there, work hard, and do my best when I come back.
Are you worried about the whole deal thing? Is there an option to come back here, maybe?
Yeah, there's always an option. I like Kawasaki. I like Steve. They have to make it work, and yeah, I'm sure that can be an option. But it's also, you know, they made it happen for me these last 2 years, and I just need to show my worth, that I'm worth it for them. And on the UK, obviously, it's good to have me racing in the British Championship. It's important for Kawasaki, and it's quite important for me as well to race in England. You know, I enjoy it, and it was nice last year to race there, win that, and I would like to race it again. So it'll be nice to link that in with the deal, but I'm not ready to go ride just the British Championship full time and that be it. It's not where I see my future, and you know, I want to be in GPs and racing, but I also don't want to be racing in GPs on a bike that's not competitive. You know, that I'm banging my head against a brick wall every weekend, because that's not easy to do. But you know, with where I'm at now, it is good. We can build a competitive bike, and you know, so it's always an option, and yeah, I would happily do that, but I still need to do work. They're not going to give me a ride, you know, for no reason, so I have to come back and do well.
Do you think there is a chance that you could be put in a position where you just have to race in Britain next year then? Like, obviously last year you didn't have podiums, but each and every week the speed was there in practice, lap times, anything.
You know, it's very difficult in a situation in GPs now that, you know, the factory teams are a long way ahead of the teams that haven't got factory equipment. It's not like, you know, 6-7 years ago where you could roll out on a decent bike being a good enough rider and go win a GP. It's everything's stepped up a level, you know. You're not in that position where a standard bike can go win a GP. You don't see it anymore, because everyone in the class is a world-class rider, or not everyone, but the majority of the riders have won GPs in their career. So it makes a big difference if they've got a good team. You know, you have to have everything nowadays. You have to have a good team, a good support, people that want to win as much as you want to win. You have to work hard, and everything has to all go together to do well at the GP level. So, yeah, but I don't want to, you know, I don't just want to race British Championships. I don't think, you know, it's not a position I want to be in. I mean, I don't knock it at all, because, you know, British Championships are a good series and it's a good place. You know, maybe one time in a few years I would happily do that and live in England and race that. But I'm 28 years old. I feel like I have plenty more left in the tank, and you know, I still want to prove that.
And finally, I guess one thing that you have to kind of look forward to is the designations. Obviously, you're not automatically picked, but as a good shot. Are you happy to ride 250 or 450 there?
Yeah, I'd ride a 125 there if I had to. I mean, it's an event that I love and I've always loved. And, you know, this year, if I was to come back, do well and get picked for that, it would be the highlight of my year, without a doubt. Maybe my career, if we can do well as a team and get on the podium. I never have done that at a Destinations as a team. I've done it individually, but it's not an individual event. It's an event you want to do at as a team, Great Britain, and I'd love to be there, but it's still a long way ahead. I'm still sat on the sidelines at the minute. I haven't done a race at all this year, but when I was on the bike a few weeks ago, I was riding very well, and you know, I don't have a doubt by that time in the season, it's still almost 4 months away, that I'll be in top shape. And if I get picked, I always do well at Destinations, and I would do very well for the team there. So that's a goal of mine now, to get on the team, whether I have to race 250 or 450. I'd love it either way.
It sounds like the confidence is there, like within yourself. You still know you can do it, so the time off hasn't affected you from that point of view.
No, I just know how capable I am. You know, I've won a lot of GPs in my career, and they didn't get handed to me. I work for them, and but it has been a long time since I've won a race at GP level. But I'm still young. I'm still confident in my ability, and you know, I just feel like everything hasn't really lined up since I've been in MX1. I got that chance. You know what I've done in my career. I had plenty of chances to sign with factory teams when I went into MX1, and also after the first year in MX1, I had plenty of offers with factory teams. But maybe I was stupid to stay where I was, and yeah, it's something I do regret, not signing for a factory team when I first moved to MX1, because I had all the opportunities. But it's the way it goes. Yeah, it was a mistake I made, definitely, because I sort of underestimated what you needed to succeed in MX1. But at the same time, you know, I don't live a bad life, but it's not. I'm not ready to give up on the dream of doing well and succeeding in the MX1 class. I feel it's something that I'm missing, and you know, it's not for the money at all now while I race bikes. It's because I want to do well, and I haven't finished, and I don't want to stop yet until I've achieved what I want to achieve.
I guess that's where people maybe read you wrong. Like, you're 28, so really you should be winding down, but effectively you're kind of still in a position where you're an MXGP rookie, because there's been so many bike problems, injuries, you haven't really got started.
No, some way, yeah, I've had a lot of years in the teams I've been with. In the years I had a shot at factory KTM, and you know, I crashed, so that was my fault that year. I crashed, I had the opportunity to do well, but and it didn't happen. So the opportunities have been there. The other years I've been on, I haven't been on a factory team, and we've had a lot of problems, and it just hasn't happened for me. But you know, I've been in a position where sometimes I've been able to make it happen, especially that year, given a chance on factory KTM, and I didn't. So it's not to say that it's not my fault as much as anyone else's. But you know, I haven't done it, whether it's been injury. You know, people class me as I get injured a lot and crash, but in my career I haven't. I mean, maybe when I was young I never got injured, and up until I was 23 I almost didn't have an injury, so maybe it's caught up with me a little bit. But you know, I had a good run, and I just need to get that going again. And I'm only 28, but Caroli, I think, 32, and he's just made it. Well, I mean, watching him there was just like, it's amazing. It's a masterclass he put on. So you know, you don't have to be a young kid to do well in MX1. You know, he's, I think, maybe one of the oldest out on the track, and he's just shown everyone what he's capable of. And you know, so there's plenty more fight in me, and I just need to get this string of injuries out of the way and come back, do well, and you know, prove it to myself, as much as not really prove to anyone, but just for myself to achieve what I want to achieve.
This really is the last thing. When you're off for this long watching GPs, can you learn something? Is there things you've picked up just from watching the way the guys are racing now?
You learn that you need to be fast to come back and compete, because everyone's at a good level. But when I watch, you know, I'm here today and I'm watching those front two, and they're on a different level, you know, and on a track like this, you'd have to be really on your A game to compete with those two. But the rest of them, they're also on you know, they're also going very, very fast. And, you know, but I belong. I feel I belong. You know, I watch the names and I see that I've raced them in the past. I beat them. You know, the ones that are doing well have a good team, a good structure, and it shows that you need that. You need that to succeed. And, you know, you've seen riders like Jesse Konas. He's come from nowhere the past year. He's been good in a good opportunity with the team, and he's made the most of it by working hard, having good guidance, and yesterday he was fighting up there for the race win. So it can happen in a small space of time in our sport. With 1 minute you're on top of the world, the next minute you've got injured. You know, you've seen it with Sean Simpson. I don't know the extent of his injury, but it can happen so quick too. He just ran off track 1 week and ended up breaking his hand, and he's just got caught in a first turn crash and what he's done now. But it's just sheer bad luck. You know, he hasn't put himself in a position. I'm sure he's worked hard in the first start. It's happened. It's just our sport. Some people get luckier than others, and you do need a bit of luck, but it's how it is. It can turn around so quickly. One good race at Des Nations and someone goes, right, we want to give him a shot, a good year, and you're back on top. It's just how the sport is, and you just need to work hard and put yourself in a good situation so that it can come around. You can have a good run at it.